Blog Talk Radio.
Aw, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. This is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, and we are here to welcome all of you to this great program on tonight. We're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, the Virgin Isles, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Malaysia, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We'd like to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this. The man known as the Being Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Street International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening, where there's a shift in Christendom and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And at this time, without any further ado, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And God bless you and thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. We're so excited about being able to come on and give God praise on this blog line. This is dedicated to praise the Lord. Amen. That's our only platform. We're just going to praise Him. And then on the way, we might pray for you and receive prayer requests, but the platform is to give Him 1,000 thank yous. Amen. 1,000 praises. Not babblings. These are not babblings. Because we put meaning behind it. Amen. We're thanking Him for waking us up this morning. We're thanking Him for starting us on our way. Thanking Him for great health, for great strength. We're thanking Him for supplying our every need. And I could just go on and on and on. But there's great, you might say, substance behind what we're doing here. We're thanking God for specific things that He's done. And we can go back, look back over our shoulders, and go back, you know, years and years. He's done so much. And that's why God instigated this new awakening. Amen. This new awakening. Because just like He got tired of people sacrificing the blood of animals, that was not the answer. And He said, I have to have one sacrifice once and for all. And it was the blood of Jesus. And He received it. Well, he got tired of people just bombarding Him all the time with give me, Lord, give me this, give me that, give me this. Like He's some type of Santa Claus who just issues out gifts all the time. His word was against that. His word says He inhabits the praises of His people. And He laid it on my heart, said, Bernard, I want you, just as you thanked me 1,000 times on the plane when you were back to Texas, He laid it in my heart to ask people all over the world, just ask them if they would join us in thanking the Lord 1,000 times. That's what this is all about. Ain't nobody mad about it but the devil, because that's what he's been trying to do ever since he was in heaven and got kicked out. He's been trying to stop the praise. Stop it. He doesn't want it. I can just hear him saying, stop it. When we start thanking him 1,000 times, his demons scream, stop it, stop it. We can't take it. Stop it, stop it. I tell you, you ought to get aboard here and thanking God 1,000 times, because you don't know what he's going to do for you. And I know one thing. Whatever he does, it's going to be exceeding abundantly above all you ask or even think. God bless you. All right. One of the things that we have kind of put into what we're doing on the blog line is we receive a few prayer requests, or as many as we can, and then we start thanking him 1,000 times. All right. I'm going to ask Ambassador Hagen if he'd open up the lines tonight. As anybody who has a prayer request, we certainly want to receive it. I don't want to do much talking here. We're going to pray in just a minute. But if you have a prayer request, please get ready to make it known, and then come off of mute and make your prayer request known here. I'm certainly keeping Dr. Bennett Johnson on it and our family. I just feel led to do that, and of course, Bria and our entire family. God bless you. Anybody else have a prayer request? All right. I don't know if our lines are open. I've been having some problems, technical problems with certain things here. But if you are open, make known your prayer request tonight. Do you have one? Amen. All right. We may not be open yet. All right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for every person on this blog line. You have been so multitudinously good to every person. You blessed us in every aspect, and you made a way out of no way. Out of no way. Thank you for it. Thank you for just giving me a beautiful surprise just a few minutes ago. I appreciate it so very, very, very much. You moved on somebody's heart to send a gift here to help us as we go to Memphis. And thank you for it, Lord. A bountiful gift, and I appreciate it. God, you never forget us. Thank you so much. Jesus remembers when others forget. When the enemy means for us to fail, God, you always look after us and surprise us with wonderful gifts. Thank you so much for it. I love you, appreciate you, and I praise you for it. In Jesus' name. My Lord, don't have any other prayer requests tonight, but please remember Dr. Betty Johnson and bless her biologically. Remember to be here. Somebody's moving around, making a lot of noise.
Dr. Johnson?
In the name of Jesus.
Dr. Johnson?
I don't stop for nobody when I'm talking to God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut in.
Remember Bria in the name of Jesus, Lord. Amen. And remember our entire family in Jesus' mighty name. Bless the holy name and honor. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. I can receive you now, but nobody's important. Nobody is more important than God. And I know you didn't mean it that way. But I just want you to know, I can't interrupt. I'm talking to God. And even when I'm talking on the phone, they have the privilege of interrupting the call for something more important than me. But nobody's more important than God. I can't stop. So, but I'm ready to receive your prayer request now.
Dr. Johnson, that was Sister Brown. I'm sorry. I did not realize that you were still praying. You know, I wouldn't do anything like that.
All right.
But I wanted to request prayer for Dr. Lady Betty.
Okay. Already got her on there.
I'm sorry.
I
want to pray for my auntie, Thompson. And also include me in prayer, too.
Okay. All right. Going back to the other one, Sister Brown, God bless you. Come on. Are you there? I'm not sitting right now. And I'm ready to receive the prayer request. Anybody?
Unspoken.
Unspoken. Okay.
Yes.
Did you hear me back together, Peterson?
Anessa Thompson, you said?
Hey, pardon?
You said Anessa Thompson?
Amethyst Thompson. A-I-M-E-N-T-H-A. Thompson.
spiritual empathy. Now spell that first name for me. I want to pronounce it correctly.
A-R-M-E-N-T-H-A. Amenta.
All right, got you. All right, anybody else?
Sister Lucille Unspoken.
Okay. All right, anyone else?
Sister Cobb Unspoken.
Sister Cobb from Texas, right?
Yes.
All right. Anyone else?
I will continue to pray for Hazel Rain. She has cancer. I continue to pray for her.
Hazel Rain.
R-A-I-N-E. Hazel Rain.
All right. Cancer. Anyone else?
Dr. Right. Johnson, did you get my request to Sister Brown for Lady Betty?
Yes, I did, and thank you. That was so nice.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you heard me or not. Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right. Anyone else?
Mr. Joyce, continue to pray for me.
All right. God bless you. Anyone else? All right, we're ready. Let's continue prayer here, and then we'll start thanking God. Heavenly Father, the Lord spoke to my heart and said maybe somebody on the line may want to pray because there's a blessing in it. That's why he hadn't stopped. If you pray for the people, there's a blessing in it. And I want you to receive it, if you will. I can just only open the door for you. Okay, you said, well, I didn't get all the names. Well, you don't have to get all the names. Just if you want to pray in general, ask God to give these people the heart's desire or whatever you would like to do. The line is open to you. Just trying to obey the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
God made you to pray. Come on. You can waste a lot of time, but we don't have a lot. But if you're led to pray, jump in and pray right now. Jump in and pray right now. All right. Heavenly Father, again, I come to you and thank you for receiving me wherever I come. I'm just going to look over the name of Peterson in the name of Jesus and all of his wonderful prayer requests. Amethyst Thompson. Oh, God. Oh, my God. And Hazel Rains, who has cancer. Oh, my God, who had cancer, touch her. And God, let a miracle fall on her, where she'll know beyond the shadow of a doubt that God still works miracles. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it. I go to the ground, Lord, and with her compassion for Dr. Betty. Thank you, Lord, for her. Bless her, Lord. And help her in the name of Jesus. Look on that unspoken request, too. Whatever be that unspoken request, bless her. And give a miracle to all of you praying for in Jesus' name. I'm praying for Sister Lucille that you grant her heart's desire, her unspoken request. Lucille, you know exactly what she wants.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Bless your name.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, merciful, wonderful Savior. Merciful, wonderful God. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy.
Thank you
for your faith, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your hand of direction and your hand of protection. Thank you for the blood-stained banner on tonight, Lord God. Lord, we bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for health and strength on tonight, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to open our mouths and say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your hand, Jesus.
Thank
you for your merciful love and kindness. Your merciful tender mercy, Lord God.
Thank you
for waking us up this morning, Lord God, and giving us another opportunity to praise your name, Lord God. Man of glory, doing holy, we bless your name, Jesus. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your confidence, Lord God. Thank you for your touch, oh Lord.
Thank you.
Your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you for being my Lord. Lord, my God, hallelujah. Thank you for being my provision, my keeper, my way maker.
Lord, I thank you.
In my present help in the time of trouble, Lord God. Lord, I bless your name for being my protector on today, Lord God.
Thank you.
I thank you, Lord Jesus, for being my rock and my fortress, Lord God. In whom I can trust, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, 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 glory, glory, glory. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For being the Most High God.
Thank you
for being awesome. Hallelujah. Thank you. Your love and touch in my life, Jesus. I thank you. The doors that no man can shut, Lord God. Thank you. For being mindful of us, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Your name, glory.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh God, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For your restoration power, Lord God. Thank you for being my restorer, Thank you. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To move on, Lord God, in the face of adversity, Lord God, I thank you. In the time of trouble, Lord God, you come, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for coming in the time of trouble, Lord God. Hallelujah. Meeting every need,
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your covering, Lord God. Thank you. Y'all hear me? Thank you, Jesus. Y'all hear me? I called an order to the line. I'm calling an order to the line. Amen. Now, let me tell you something. We have order on the blog line too. I'm Ambassador-elect Hendricks to lead this. He's been leading it many nights. I haven't seen any reason to take her away from leading this blog line when I'm not on it. And I'm going to ask you to take the lead of it, Ambassador Hendricks. Now, some of y'all, listen
thank
to me
you,
now.
Jesus.
Some of y'all need to back
thank
your mouth
you,
away
thank
from
you.
The phone. Amen.
Thank you,
back
Jesus.
Away
thank
from
you,
the
Jesus.
Phone. Amen. And
oh,
let the leader
God.
Be
thank
heard.
You,
let the leader
thank
be heard.
You,
I'm not trying
thank
to stop you from praying, but
oh,
we have all. Let the leader
Jesus.
Be heard. And if
thank
the Lord
says
something
on
the line that touches your heart, jump on it. Amen. If someone is saying, Lord, heal, then be with one accord. Jump on heal, Lord, heal. Amen. Go ahead, yeah. Ambassador. Elect Hendricks and lead it right now. God bless you.
Thank you,
Lord. Amen. get your edification of tongues and edify yourself so you're strong before you hit the line. Amen. Because people don't understand what you're saying when you're speaking in tongues a lot. I can understand you getting happy and some tongues come out, but you don't just continuously speak. They don't understand that. And this line is not only to Pentecostal people. This line is also to Baptists, to Methodists, to Presbyterians, to Apostolics, to every denomination you can name. And if you want, I'm asking you if you would edify yourself before you get on the line, because that's for self-edification when you speak in tongues. And every now and then I do it because it slips out because I feel the Holy Ghost hit me and I might say something. But many times I do interpret my tongues. Amen. But I don't stay on tongues. I don't stay in that because people can't understand you. And we're trying to help people. People are listening to y'all in Africa. They don't even speak, many of them, too much English. And they're trying to find out what you're saying. And they're praising God over there. Oh, my God, they're praising God. In India, they don't understand it because they don't speak that unless you got interpretation. And all over there in Brazil, many of them, they got a Brazilian language. They don't understand. So I'm not trying to get you to leave the line. No, that's the devil. I'm trying to get you to see that we have order and you move within the order of this line. Amen. So when you pray, listen. Amen. So when I feel like God is leading me to move another direction or when I run out of time, you all can hear me. Amen. Don't put silence in your ear. Pray listening. Amen. And then I'm deliberately asking you to stay away from a lot of tongues on this line because it's the people from all walks of life. I speak like Paul. I may speak in with more tongues than all of y'all. That's what Paul said. But you got to use wisdom when you're reaching the world. It's a different platform. Amen. And so they're not, everybody's not from your territory. Everybody's not from the Pentecostal movement. Everybody's not from the Baptist movement and the Presbyterian. There are people from all walks of life. But all of them, I won't say all of them, but many of them understand English. I keep saying I don't really put too much doubt in a person who can speak in tongues and they can't speak to their neighbor in English. So let's speak in English so people can understand us as we pray. And if the Holy Ghost comes in and, you know, a tongue comes out, fine. I'm not trying to block that. But I'm saying we're not going to speak in a lot of tongues on this line. Amen. Because we're in the midst of people from all nations and all walks of life, and we want them to be blessed too. All right, I love you. Amen. Talk to the Lord about what I've said and see if the Lord was speaking through me. Amen. I taught y'all how to recognize the real voice of God. One of them was ask questions. Don't get on the line after I get off and gossip about me. No, that's of the devil. But ask the Lord. Lord, why would you have him to say that? Well, the Lord will answer and he'll tell you. Because I'm trying to reach everybody. I'm not just trying to, I'm concerned about you, but you're not the only one. We're trying to reach people all over the world. Amen. And the way we do it, we speak in English where they can understand us, most of them. Amen. God bless you. I love you. And let me say the final prayer. Lord, bless the people in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless they're going out and they're coming in. I pray that you would bind the enemy. We're not going. Don't let the enemy have our line or take over it. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you give grace and mercy. Bless their family. Bless their home. In the name of Jesus, and I pray that you bless their finances. Lord, meet all of their needs. In the name of Jesus. Bless them with healing virtue in their bodies against every affliction that would come against them. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Bless. In Jesus' name, I pray. And I'm opening the line to anybody. If you have something that's praiseworthy, I'm going to open the line to you if you want to say something for the glory of the Lord. Amen. The line is open to you. Anybody?
Yes, Dr. Johnson, this is Ambassador-elect Mother Wilson.
Uh-huh.
I was late getting on the line because I was yet praying and seeking the Lord for my sister and trying to find out how she was getting along. So I have another sister that is very, very sick. She's in the hospital. Marty, Canada.
Marty, Canada.
Marty. Yes, in okay. Kansas City. Travis
what
Johnson. Let me see.
Right? I know what hospital and where she is.
I don't know many of them. Beg pardon?
Find out where she is. If she's in Kansas City, I'm going to try to go see her and pray for her.
She's in Kansas City, and I'm going to try to find while I'm talking with you. She's very, very sick and very weak. I was on the phone with off and on yesterday. They took her to the hospital Saturday, and they sent her back home, but they carried her back last night. And I don't know the name of no hospital up there.
I tell you what, Brother Wilson, get the information for me. Or if you got a phone number, call her and get on the line and call me back with the freeway and let me pray for her.
Dr. Johnson, I believe she might be in ICU. They're running tests and everything on it. I'm not sure.
Listen to me, Mother. Every hospital has ICU, every one of them. But I wonder if you would get a phone number and hook me up on the three-way until I can pray for her, because I've got to leave out of town tomorrow. But I should be back maybe by Thursday. And I want to go see her. When I get back, I'll go see her. Okay.
I'm going to I'm going to get it to you tonight.
All right. Thank you so much. All right.
She have this type of pneumonia that they haven't found a cure for. So I know God can do it, though.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that because God has a cure for everything. All right.
That's all.
Anybody else have? I'm open the line to anybody else who wants to say you have a encouragement or you have a word from the Lord or whatever. I'm open the line to you.
Yes. Hi. This is Ambassador Elect Deborah Pryor, I just want to say I thank God for you and for the line. And last night, I think it was night before last, because we couldn't get through to say anything last night. Everything was on mute. Night before last, you had asked for prayer for my two sons, Ryan and Remington, and also my nephew, Richard. Tonight I got on a little late because I was out. I came in as soon as I got in, got on the line. But you asked to speak to the one that was at home, which was the youngest one, which I was most concerned about. And, God, I know God has really blessed you with an anointing, because he said hello. He's kind of shy, kind of talks soft. He said hello, and I don't know if you could hear him or not, but I just felt in my heart that you were probably praying, because you kind of sense the type of person he is. And he wrote me a long letter and also a letter for his doctor about some of the things that was bothering him about, kind of losing his best friend and his brother being away to school. But it was just a blessing. So I thank God. I won't go into details, but I had been trying to get him to open up. But he wrote me this long letter. And I think once before, God was using you. Because the other son, when he had a problem, a little before he went away to college, he had wrote me a long letter. Well, he wrote a letter. Remington texted in, and then I talked to his dad. His dad wanted to, he doesn't live with me, but he wanted to read the letter, and his dad came in on Sunday, and he's with his father now. He'll probably bring him back tomorrow, but he spent dad is on spring break too, and they just spent some time together and talked, and I just thank God for that. And I told him what happened on the prayer line too, and I know he believes in God too, but I think sometimes boys just don't really want to open up to their mothers. I don't know, but I just thank God for that.
Yeah, that was a miracle, him wanting to talk to his father like that, and his father even coming in to be there for him. In this day and time, when we don't have fathers being there for their sons, and mothers being there for their daughters, and this is a different day. So that was a great, 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 great blessing.
And I just thank God. Heard the Holy Ghost say
he's not through blessing yet. There's some things that are going to come in a good way this time, in a good way, because you've had a lot of bruises, wounds, some things that bruise you so deeply and some things that wounded you so deeply. And even in the Lord said, don't be afraid to read the letters now, because there are going to be changes in the letters, things that wounded you and bruised you before. Now he's going to be bring joy through letters. So don't be afraid to read them. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Oh, another thing. Yeah, you've been so wounded and bruised. And now God said there are some things coming now that are going to bring joy, great joy to your heart. Look for them. Amen. Things are going to bring
Amen.
Great joy to your heart. All right?
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. All right. The line is open. Anybody else on that one?
This is Mother Wilson again. The hospital
yes,
name is St. Luke.
Oh, she's at St. Luke's downtown. Okay.
Yes, Saint sir.
Marty. Seems like I know Marty Canada.
Yeah. Her son plays the guitar.
Okay.
Travis Johnson.
Not doesn't ring a bell right now. But I'll tell you what, on Thursday, I'll try to get there and see her on Thursday, maybe. No later than Friday. I've got it down at St. Luke's, Marty, Canada. But God bless you and keep it. All right. The line's open. Anybody else want to have a word? The line's open. If you have something you want to say, that best of saints, a praise report, or, you know, prophecy or anything, whatever. The line's open. All right. God bless all of y'all. Give me the opportunity to come. And the Lord bless your family and your home and everything else. God bless you. And have a wonderful, wonderful night. The Lord bless you and keep you. All right. Good night to you. And just
good night.
Take care.
Good night.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Good night. God bless and keep you. Everyone.
God bless you. Have a wonderful night.